So today we are going to look at what is evil. It's Christian, this is Christian language. Christian language, evil. In this corner, you call it, how do you call it in this one? What is evil? Evil. In this one? In this one, you say Maya. Yes. In the Christian, we say evil. So what is evil?
So we are asking, what is evil? Evil.
When we hear the word evil, it sounds a lot
clearer.
John, is it a connection?
When we hear the word evil, many images come to our mind. For instance, you might think of the terrorist attacks in America.
The center. What about this one?
This one is. Yes.
When we hear the word evil, many images come to our minds. For instance, we may think of the terrorist attacks in America on September 11th that took almost 3,000 lives. We might think of a serial killer who heinously kills dozens of people. Sometimes, we think of a child abuser preying on innocent children, or the death camps in former Yugoslavia. We think about the tremendous impoverishment and war in Sudan, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Somalia. Perhaps we think about the starvation in Ethiopia, and events causing young children and elderly women to meet their death by leading. We think of people such as Saddam Hussein, who used to torture freely, or Adolf Hitler, who was responsible for the murder of millions of Jews. We think of Gideon who delighted in killing, sometimes eating the organs of his enemies. Or Emperor Nero, who killed countless of his own citizens, including his wife and mother. We think of Joseph Stalin, who probably killed more of his own countrymen than any other leader in history. We think of the murder of millions of American Indians by the settlers. We think of the millions of African slaves brought to the West from their native land, most of whom did not even survive the passage across the sea. As we think of the many current Holocausts, we may think of the major companies and corporations polluting cities and countries throughout, considering the long-term effect of the actions. We might even think of the satanic rituals performed by so-called elites and powerful personalities in various countries. As we reflect on all of this, we might wonder how God can be all merciful when we see such devastating events. Is there a devil who makes people commit this vicious act of violence? Are people just trying to find some escape route and they express their animalistic tendencies? Is a demoniac superior to the divine? We now see more sinful activities becoming a part of the normal structure of society, and people are accepting them. If we examine most communities in the world, we will find that the negative is increasingly dominating over the activities of liberation. Have the soldiers of righteousness lost the battle? And should they surrender to more kinds of incarceration? Let us examine some of these questions. We want to address the phenomenon of evil because we can understand more about the phenomenon of goodness, righteousness, and divinity by recognizing its opposite. This understanding will also help us recognize how evil creeps in and contaminates our consciousness. The propensity for evil within us. We all have a lower self and a higher self. The Vedic scriptures tell us that there was a time when evil and righteousness could not coexist within the same unit. Later, it came a time when evil and righteousness not only existed within the same universe, but within the same planet. As humankind moved further away from the original spiritual culture created by God, and moved closer to excessive pursuit of commodities and materialism, then evil and righteousness began to coexist powerfully, even within the same individual. This means that there is a godly and a demonic side to each of us at this stage of evolution. When we find one polarity in the material world, we will also find its opposite. We reside in the realm of relativity and duality. The Native American Indians believe that we all have two dogs fighting inside of us. one bad and one good. When asked which one wins the fight, he affirmed that the one who gets fed the most wins. He asked of ourselves, so which we give the most energy will dominate and defeat the other. Don't think that there is just a devil outside. Because the propensity for evil is within. It is not that there is only one devil, there are many devils. It is not that there is one type of sin. There are many types of sin and different combinations of sinful activities. There are divine, pious entities as well as highly empowered negative beings. There are extraterrestrial beings from other realms who are godly and others who are devilish. If you read the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, or the Vedas, you will find that all of these scriptures tell us about extraordinary personalities and demonic entities of different calibers. Disembodied thought forms can also enter into a person's consciousness and influence him or her. Thoughts are sources of energy, which once released into the atmosphere, can have a life of their own and seriously impact upon the environment. However, they primarily influence those who are receptive. For this reason, mind control is one of the biggest problems in the 21st century. As technology and science become more subtle, there are more ways to harness people's mental energy without their awareness. Many people would be afraid to find out how much mind control, for instance, is being used by the CIA, FBI, and the military and secret police units around the world. It is being used even more prevalently in major advertising companies. As we build up our spiritual strength and understand more about our real identity, we will have greater protection from those influences that are negative. There are even some people who talk about the devil in terms of race and gender. For instance, there are those who say that white people are devils, and others say that black people are devilish. There are people who say that all men are devilish, and there are men who say that all women are witches and devils. For people to even utter such nonsense shows that they have already been devilishly affected. People should be evaluated not by race or gender, but by consciousness, understanding, and perception. Racism and sexism pit man against woman, race against race, nation against nation, and tribe against tribe. And this can only continue to bring increasing fragmentation, conflicts, and sufferings. So what is evil? Everyone of us. Everyone, all living entities, we have the mind that tells us, don't do this, it's not right. Another mind says, just do it. It is good. They have been doing it before. It is wonderful. Do it. Do we notice that? Huh? Whenever there is a serious issue, we always get two voices. Not only one voice. Always, at all times. Okay? Two voices. Which one do we listen the most? Which one do we listen the most? All of us have experience. Which one do we listen the most? The one who says, don't do it, don't do it. Or the one who said, if you don't do it, you are a fool and people will never recognize you. You remain a fool. Do it, let people know who you are. Which of the two do we follow? Huh? Every time we have two, the knowledge is talking to us. Is outside or inside?
Inside.
Inside. So the American Indians say that there are two dogs. That is the way they can put it, two dogs. Most of the time we don't follow the voice which tells us this is not good. So, although these two dogs always fight, which one wins? The one that we listen the most wins. Because that is what we mostly fear. That's the one that we give more attention to. That's the one that we give more of our energy, our time to. When we look at our minds, we are in Christian consciousness. When we look at our minds, all of us, we have minds. And we think every day. How many hours do we think of Krishna? Out of 24 hours. How many hours do we think of Krishna? Out of 24 hours in a day, how many hours do we think of Krishna? We are Krishna conscious devotees, you know? Krishna conscious means what? To be conscious of Krishna 24 hours. That is Krishna conscious. But how many hours are we thinking of Krishna? Even while we are doing japa, this is the best time to think of Krishna. How many hours do we think? We agree that we think less, right? We think less. So, but why do we think less instead of thinking? We all know, all of us here know that we want to be Krishna conscious. And we have all the facilities, like hearing, like chanting, remembrance, the service. All the activities we do in Krishna consciousness is to help us to become Krishna conscious. But we will notice, sincerely, that we don't think of Krishna 20 hours, not 24. We think less. Why less? Well, we know. We know we should think of Krishna 24 hours, but why do we think less?
Our mind is distracted.
The mind is distracted. To what?
The material desires.
The mind is distracted. If you look at the word distraction, right? You look at the word distraction. Distraction means what? Distraction. Right? We are not on track, right? We are off the track. What is taking us off the track? Something more prominent that we cherish the most is taking us away from the thing we are trying to do. Inattentive, that's what it means. That we have something which is more important to us than what we are trying to do. We are trying to channel like this. But there's something which is more important that we don't even notice that the mind is off the job we are trying to do. We are busy. Because that is where we put our energy. Therefore, the mind goes the sense gratification. So you can call it distraction. Sense gratification. So we put more of our attention. So we can say that 90% of our thought is negative. So we call it devil. That is devil. Evil. 90% is not thinking of Krishna, it's thinking of something outside Krishna. Worrying about what somebody has said to us 10 years ago. You know? Something somebody has said 10 years ago, 100 years ago, we are worrying about. Something has happened 10 lifetimes back. We are worrying about that. And sometimes something that has never happened, that will never happen, we are worrying about that. Is that true? We fear. What is the definition of fear? Definition of fear. We look in the dictionary, definition of fear. The first word you get is negative. Must not negative, dark. And it is something that may or may not happen. There is no guarantee that it will happen. But we are worrying about that. So the mind, devil, we worry about something which may or may not happen. And even if it happens, I'm not going to die. And even if we die, and then what? And then what? So, why are you worried? Necessary. 100% necessary. This is what Sudha Goswami is saying, Srimad Bhagavatam. All the sufferings the living entities are unnecessary, but we worry about them unnecessarily. So evil distraction. We are giving more attention to the negative. Why we should worry about something. Better we worry about Krishna. So worry about Krishna. If we worry about Krishna, it is healthy. It is progressive. Even if it is negative, which is not the best, but as far as it is Krishna, it is better. Like Shishupala was thinking of Krishna. He got liberation, although it was out of envy. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna, negative, want to kill. Because it is Krishna, he got liberated. So even if it is negative, we are worrying to think about Krishna. It is better. It will not be considered evil, but it will be considered devil or evil when it has nothing to do with Krishna. So, our unnecessary worries is evil. It is evil. Evil. So we are trying to become Krishna conscious, which is very important, very, very good. it is necessary to become Krishna conscious. So it is necessary also for us to understand, as Rudy mentioned here, it is good if we want to be successful in anything. See, so Upanishad had said, you should have an idea about vidya and avidya. If you don't know what is good, you don't know what is bad. If you should know what is bad, then we can distinguish bad from good. We'll take good out of evil. So we should watch our minds. Let us watch our minds. How our minds are working. Taking us away from what we are trying to do, Krishna consciousness. That is evil. The mind works like that. Always. So we are feeding more of the negative side than the positive side. So can we balance that? Devotees will always think positively. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is that we should make every negative thing positive. Every negative thing positive. And every positive thing more positive. That's advancement. It is progress. All negative things should be made positive. Take it, add Krishna to it. It becomes Krishna consciousness. If you add Krishna to all the unnecessary experiences we undergoing or we undergo, if we add Krishna in. How do we add Krishna? When I'm in a difficult situation, how do you add Krishna? You can add Krishna by thinking, yes, it is good. It is good. Krishna is so kind, so Krishna is such a wonderful person. At what I'm undergoing now would have been worse than this. You are not going to go through the worse. So what I'm getting is nothing. It is completely nothing compared to what I'm supposed to get. So Krishna, thank you very much. Thank you. The other day we were talking about his holiness, I forgot to show him. He was just taken out of the ICU. And as he was relaxing, he was just appreciating and thinking about how merciful Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya were. He was just remembering all their activities, how merciful they are. In the past ages, if you want to become God conscious, you have to leave everything and go to the forest. Oh, in history here, every leader that have difficulties, they will go and look for sadhu or sages to help them. But what did Nachetya and Nityananda Prabhu do? They revised the situation by going to meet people in the houses. This has never happened before. Krishna conscious devotee will go to meet people in the house. It has never happened. There's no system of God realization, God consciousness that introduced this. Nityananda Prabhu introduced this. It was instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first Sankirtan devotee in history, the first Sankirtan devotees, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. The first Sankirtan who called them and said, I want you to go house to house, person to person, street to street, village to village, country to go through. This instruction from Mochitama in Kalidasa Sura and the original from the original Sankirtan. And then tell them, Krishna is the Supreme God. Give your life to Him. Chant His holiness. You serve Him. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridasa, they took that instruction on their head. They carried it on their head. That is the guru and disciple relationship. They took the instruction on their head. Taking the instruction on their head means they executed it. They were going from house to house, street to street, person to person, village to village. Now it's country to country. And Prabhupada took it from there. Country to country. Everywhere. This is the mercy of the Nityananda Prabhu and Mochitananda Prabhu. It has not happened before. If you want God, go to the forest. Leave everything and go to the forest. But now Nityananda Prabhu is bringing Krishna to our house. You don't have to go anywhere. Stay where you are, and Krishna is coming to meet us there. This is what is happening all over the world. A devotee goes to Sankirtan distributing Krishna. This is the mercy of the Nityananda Prabhu. So he saw that the practitioner was thinking about this, he was appreciating, and he was going deeper and deeper and deeper into that, and he was laughing and smiling. As he was laughing, he became gross. I mean, his voice came out, and the devotee did not know what was happening. He shouted, so they called the doctor, and the doctor came and stopped him. Oh, why are you disturbing me? This talk and meditation. In my ecstasy, you just stop it. This is how we make our Krishna conscious life. We add Krishna to all our difficulties. You will not think about, oh, Krishna, well, I have sacrificed. I joined this movement young. My body was young. What am I supposed to gratify my senses? That is the time I came to this movement. Look at me now, I'm useless, sickness. How is this Krishna conscious? Does one have to suffer like this to become God conscious? How would people see this? How is this a preaching? This is evil. But he was not thinking like this. He added Krishna to the program and see the results. I think about it. So our duty is to transform these evil thoughts, negative thoughts, allowing Maya to enter into our Krishna consciousness by remembering that Krishna is so merciful. Yesterday, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, yesterday, yesterday was a disappearance. So he said, Lord Krishna puts those who are trying to get him into difficulties. So Krishna does that. Not a mistake. Krishna is doing it deliberately. Why? To show, to glorify his devotees. If a non-devotee have difficulty, he will give up his hands. No. When devotees have difficulty, they smile. Say, thank you, Krishna. Thank you. They stick in their head today. They don't remove their head. They remain there, fixed. So Srila Jiva Goswami said, yes, it is true. A Krishna glorifies his devotees by putting them into difficulties. In this way, Krishna says, see my devotees. See my devotees. And Kapil Muni naturally to think of God. He was glorifying his devotee to his mother. My devotee never asked me for anything. Even when I give them, they refuse. What do you want? Service, that's all. That's my devotee. Devotees are different. So we should add Krishna to Krishna, making every negative thing positive. That's the practical way. Remember Krishna. And the other day we were telling you what is, whatever is our present situation, please use that to glorify Krishna. And our life will be wonderful. Whatever is our situation, either is good or bad, whatever is the situation, use that to glorify Krishna, to serve Krishna. Our lives will be wonderful. Hare Krishna. Does it make sense?
Perfectly.
All right. Have comments or questions?
Prabhupada said in Hare Krishna challenge, first question was, what is the meaning of evil? What is the meaning of evil? First question. Prabhupada said, evil is absence of sense. Evil is constituted with darkness, and then is present of sense, there is no question of darkness. So Prabhupada explained this. So when you are in always in the sense time, there is no question of darkness.
Negative. Yeah. The pure devotees are not in darkness. Therefore, there is no evil. So, it's condition shows that it's negative. They are straight. Whatever I suppose will tell them, they follow. Yes? Any questions you have?
I just want to ask. I have three to four questions.
You never have one question.
In the course of your lecture, you did make mention of disembodied thoughts. You read from the disembodied thoughts. So if the mind is an antenna, and basically the mind catches all thoughts that goes on around, so, and we are meant to be Krishna conscious 24 hours, and as householders walking and everything, so, and we are walking on the street, basically everybody that we see on the street has a thought, and the thought is flying also in the air, and the mind is an antenna, so we catch this thought. So in this process, it's difficult to become Krishna conscious 24/7.
Yes, it is difficult when we are not Krishna conscious. It's difficult. So, devotees were different because we have the remedy. With the remedy, before you go out, we should know, I am going to war, I'm going to fight. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to fight, you don't carry a weapon with you. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and fight, and you don't carry a weapon.
So
did you fight? You don't fight. So devotees will always carry our weapon. What is that? Change your sincerity before you go out. Compulsory. Otherwise, we open ourselves to everything. So we should not be surprised what is happening with us.
Do you know, like, if you're going to go and fight somebody and you cut off with one hand, you'll be surprised if the man kill you. You'll be surprised. We should be ready.
10 years, 16 hours before you go to battle.
We don't see, we should see. You are leaving the house outside, you should know you are going to Maya. You're leaving temple, you are going out, you know you are going to Maya. Everything is there. Look at all the big walls all over the world. Can you see one signboard that shows you to Krishna? All the big balls. Anyone shows you to Krishna. Even to Hare Krishna temple, do you see anyone? Mm. But you see so many big balls all over the world. Where? Maya. So we are going out, get prepared. Chant your 16 rounds before you go out. Otherwise, you are open. To read every day, to read every day, compulsory, to read. To hear every day. So Papa, when he went to meet Indira Gandhi, he has all the things, all the list, he had the list of the things he wanted Indira Gandhi to do. One of them was, before anyone do any business, any office, will have kirtan first. Composer. The Prabhupada's rule. He didn't do it, or she didn't do it. But that is Prabhupada's process. Any free devotee must chant before you go. He found a child of this movement. This is his plan, this is his mission, this is his desire. Our duty is to follow that if we are a member of this movement. And we want to please Prabhupada. Listening to him is our success. Not for Prabhupada, it's our own success. See, if we want to succeed, follow him. No one should go out without japa. Otherwise, we are open and all the necessary thing will be done. You can't tell somebody not to put a trash in a trash can. You understand? A trash can, can you tell someone don't put the trash there? You see, trash can is made for trash. So if we make ourselves a trash can, you can't tell a Maya not to dump. It's a trash can. So we should not make ourselves a trash can. If you do like that, then the trash should be thrown there. You cannot tell someone that, or a public toilet, you cannot tell someone don't use public toilet. It is public. So if we make ourselves a casualty, we don't have to blame anybody. So, we must change. This is a proper instruction. It is there in Lambeta. I'm going to read it. This instruction was given to the politician to rule. So what about his own society who are practicing it? Chant before you go out. It's a simple sentence. Then we are protected. Chant before you cook. Chant before you do your day-to-day service. Chant before anything else you want to do, you must chant first. That's our security.
Thank you very much. My second question is, how do we distinguish between faith and fanatism? Because a lot of people, sometimes people
do things fanatically thinking it is faith. So how do we distinguish the between these two?
First, we mean that we have unflinching trust in something sublime, that is faith. We know what it is and we are following it. When our belief becomes very strong, that is faith. When a belief in anything becomes very strong, it is faith. Fanaticism means it just belongs to a organization. We are not following anything. You just belong to organization. You're following the external. What the organization is teaching, you don't know. You just belong to the organization. And following our mind, not following the teachings of that organization, will create problems. In every organization, you have these fanatics. They don't practice, but they will fight. Because they have nothing. They have nothing. They don't know anything. It is the fanatics that causes problems in any organization, not those who are practicing nicely. In Nigeria, we have a devotee who was sent to become a Hare Krishna devotee by a Muslim. He's a Muslim. And the leader of that mosque he's worshiping told him, "My friend, see, I'm a Muslim, you're a Muslim. Let me tell you, if you want real God, look towards the east. Not just this." He's a Muslim told him, "Look towards the east. This thing, he's the leader of that place." So when this devotee, he took that instruction and started searching, and he made Krishna consciousness where they gave him the book, he read the books and he understood, he had processed and accepted. He went and told him, "Yeah, find this way. These are the Krishna people. So follow them." He's a Muslim. Meanwhile, in that east, so all of them, they wanted to kill him. "These are members of John Hare Krishna." He told them, "Leave him." That's why they spent, like, they were going to kill him. So this is different, fanatics, right? Those who are really practicing. So those who are practicing, you would never see them have problem with anybody. Or fanatics, they will have problems with the member themselves and also outside. They're fanatics. They don't know anything. They don't practice. But they're just there. They're just following. What they are following, they don't believe. If they say, "Kill this person, kill this person," they'll just go about killing the person. Why should I kill that person? They don't ask. Fanatics. They don't know anything. They're fools. Actually, devils. They are evil. They're evil. Fanatics are evil. They are the evil.
My last question. You made mention of Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. They are being the first Sankirtan devotee in history. They go from door to door giving Krishna consciousness to people. But nowadays, we don't go from door to door. We stand in the marketplace, you know, or wherever, bus stop or anything, and we distribute our books. So, is it not like deviating from the
from the parampara?
It is not deviation. We are just doing one aspect of the system. We are not broad-minded. It is door to door. It's a different style. We should do all. You can go to the marketplace, you can go house to house, you can go office to office, you can go street to street. You should do all. The Prabhupada said, devise means to propagate Krishna consciousness, to devise different ways to present Krishna consciousness. Not only one way, many ways to distribute Krishna. So,
So we are doing some aspect of it, not complete, because we are not broad-minded. If we are broad-minded, then we will cover all areas. Why some people are doing standing in the mall, supermarket, in the street, some people go to the door. Otherwise, corporate, the solidarity, corporate Christian marriage is doing corporate food distribution. It's a little way. They go office to office, the company to company. Some people go straight to person and person to person. It was reduce all avenues to expand Christian consciousness.
You're right.
Many people will have the chance to have connection with Christian. If you do one aspect, you get more than one class of people. If you do all, they will get varieties of people. There's a few who never been in the street, they're in a car driving on their office. You see them in the street. So if we do all the offices, then we'll lose money. If we do all, then you get all. Sometimes the witches are not happy to see us. They may feel hurt for some previous actions. It is better not to go in front of them in order not to go past them. No, or avoid it. What do you say about this? Sometimes devotees are not happy to see us. They may feel hurt for some previous actions. It is better not to go in front of them in order not to hurt them more or avoid it. What do you say about this? Good question. Evil. Evil. To keep someone who has offended us in the mind negatively is evil. It's not Krishna consciousness. It's evil. Keeping someone negatively in the mind, especially devotee, is evil. It's not Krishna consciousness. And Lord Krishna told all of us, Krishna asked all of us, Madmana, think of me. Krishna didn't say think of somebody else, something else. He said, Madmana, think of me. Krishna requested we should think of him. He didn't say we should think of somebody. So if we're thinking of somebody who is negative, so what are we? We're also negative. Evil. So it's not that we're just doing that person, we're also doing ourselves. It's like if you hold someone down, where will you feel yourself?
Down.
You'll be there with the person. If you want to be free, you free it. If you want to free yourself, free the person first. If you free the person first, then you are free. So when we think about somebody negatively, we should think that we are destroying ourselves. For example, the person may have even forgotten what he or she has said. So the person is free from that anatta. But you who is keeping that in your mind, now we mentioned that something that happened in that generation. We still remember. This is the thing. This is the thing. Yeah. Something that happened 10 years ago, we still keep it in mind. This is what we are. It is negative. This is evil. So it is true that someone who is envious of us, we should not show ourselves to the person. So if someone is envious of you in the temple, so you should not go to the temple because the person is going to be angry. We should go and do our service and do our practice. But personally, we should not go and show ourselves to the person. We should do our service nicely.
and do our silent prayers and pray for the person. We should pray for the person. If we pray for the person, we will change. Alright? Something else?
Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Yesterday, when you were giving your lecture, Krishna pastimes with the devotees. So, according to me, it is very strange for me. Because it is very hard to really believe that such things really happen or take place or exist like this. I was even thinking, this is something that belongs to this world. And still we are trying to practice it here. And at the same time, I even saw that Srila Prabhupada has introduced this in the West. And people have accepted it. And we think about it, we think that it's a real miracle that Srila Prabhupada has done to introduce Krishna with the father of everybody and make them believe that Krishna really is God. Despite there are so many false times that people, when they hear about it, it is very difficult to go through and believe that really Krishna is God. So, can you add something about it?
There are many things we don't believe in this world. There are many things. But
we know that they exist.
It was this one I was making.
So it is true that all our suffering here in the material world is due to ignorance.
Ignorance. Only ignorance. Ignorance makes us suffer in this world. Have you seen air? Air.
No.
We know it exists, right? Have you seen our mind?
No.
Seen our intelligence?
We know that it exists.
Every one of us here knows that I have my mind, I have my intelligence.
Yes.
We are not safe. Every day we are getting air, we feel that it is, but we are not safe. But we enjoy the air. Similarly, there are so many things we
don't have a full knowledge of.
About what is happening in the spiritual world. We don't know what is happening. Activities, the spiritual activities, is beyond us. That is why Srila Prabhupada put the pictures in his books. What is the reason why Prabhupada put all the pictures in his books? What is the reason for that? But the beautiful pictures of Krishna is in La Bush. What is the reason Prabhupada put them there?
Trying to remind us that Krishna is there.
Believe me.
In the picture of the window, you see the spiritual world. In the window, you can see, have a glimpse that like something does exist there, beyond this realm. Prabhupada is very, very powerful.
is very full of everything, and he uses everything in Christian context. So if we don't believe that there is, or if we accept that there is God, if there is God, if there is, he will be like us, foolish, wasn't ugly, country like us. If there is God, he should be like us, He should be like Krishna. It's not because we be like this, not. Not confused, not the one that is not frustrated, not ugly, not fool. He's full of everything. If there is God, he should be like this, not like us. So his activity will be like us, confused and bewildered, do all the things that will implicate us. His activity should be completely different. So it should be like that. Not like us. It should be like that. So that is God. That is Krishna. If we want to get something which is beyond us, we need assistance. Is it not? We need assistance. So for us to know there is God, we need a servant of God to show us how God is. What he does. Then we should be patient to follow all the processes, and then eventually we get there. This is what we should do. Follow what the child has given. You get it. With common sense, it's just common sense. If Christian consciousness is not real, what is the reason? What is the reason you can give us that somebody who knows nothing about Krishna is taken to Krishna consciousness? What is the reason for that? Somebody who does not know anything about Krishna at all and is taken to Krishna consciousness. What is the reason for that? Yes. What is real is natural. It's real. If God is not natural for all living entities, nobody will from outside will take part in it. Will look at the whole world. Look at the whole world. Krishna consciousness is growing. Any people that take it to Krishna have nothing, no foundation at all about the Krishna. When you chant the Krishna, which language is that? Liberation language? But naturally, someone is dancing to it without asking what it is. What is the reason for that? It is natural, it is appealing to the soul. The body is material, will not appreciate, but the soul is fresh and will appreciate. So the soul, the soul is like dancing to it, it approaches the body for God. That is the proof that Krishna is real. That is why anyone from anywhere in the world will take to Krishna without any prehistory, any pre-knowledge of anything, will fully accept. It is Bhavananda Prabhu, he told us. Bhavananda Prabhu. He was one of the first devotees that Papa sent to East Africa and then to West Africa. So he told us, a big graduate is an educationist, studying so many books. So he was looking for what is identity. That was his problem. His identity. And for this, he was reading so many books everywhere. He didn't find the answer. Only one day he came to Srila Prabhupada. And then he asked Prabhupada, of all the books you have read, no answer. Just one sentence. He came to Srila Prabhupada. So, what is my identity? Prabhupada said, you are a person of Krishna. He said, he just surrendered himself to Krishna. He never went back home. So, what is the cause of that? What is the cause of that? Because Krishna is real. Just one sentence is finished him. He didn't go back to his house. He said, with Prabhupada, I have gotten what I'm looking for. It is Ramananda Prabhu's mother who came to Prabhupada, why you took my son? Prabhupada said, you have many children already. I took only one. What is the problem? And then what's the question of? Prabhupada said, ask my son if you would like to go back to ask my son. I'm not going to eat, you like to go back with you. But now, for which I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. If you can make me God conscious, I will go with you. His mother stood up and took a business to Papa. What is the response for that? Because Krishna is real. Look at the miracle. Just look, just see. Because Krishna is real, therefore this can happen. Some other proper disciple like another Swami, he went to India, traveled everywhere looking for God. Only in Calcutta they made for his personal guru, told them go to zero. So they carried that nonsense back to America. They didn't find Krishna. It's zero they find. They got zero. Spending a lot of money from America to India, traveling through the air, they got only zero. Zero. I went back to America. It's zero. But Prabhupada just met them to give them Krishna. In America, they got Krishna. What is that? What is that? Krishna is real. That's why this can happen.
Jai Srinath Bhakti Dira Damodara Swami Maharaj ki. Shri Bhakti Tita Swami Maharaj ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai.